really hurts sometimes, doesn't it? Me too. I'm in a lot of pain sometimes too. Whether that be emotional, physical, mental, any of it's valid. All of it's valid. And I don't want to keep seeing you pushing yourself to the side. I know it's easy to do that. It's way too easy. I do it all the time. I love you. But that doesn't mean that I've done my best for you. There's always something I can do more, but I also have to remember to look out for myself too. And that's why, baby, puppy, I don't want to see you making the same mistakes I make all the time. I'm still working on them, but... I understand that. It's sometimes easier to look at it that way, isn't it? Mm-hmm. I do the same thing. In fact, sometimes I pick on myself. Unintentionally or intentionally. Sometimes I'm even my own worst enemy. But I realized I can't keep doing that forever. Not if I want to say that I love you. There's no point in hating on myself. The moment I start doing that, but then I get sad when you do it, I'd just be a big old hypocrite. No, I understand everyone has something to work on, but I just don't want to see you put yourself second. It's so easy in life to do that. So many people want something from you that you end up caving to their demands, their desires, and you get strung along, and it's okay, but it's not. You know what I mean? It's okay to struggle, but it's not okay to let them win. Those people who don't have your best interest in mind don't deserve the time of day. They don't deserve any of that. I love you. And I'm not trying to say I'm the best in the world or something. I'd like to be, and I strive to be. But that doesn't make me the best by itself. Wanting something, wishing for it, isn't always enough, you know? Yeah, puppy, it's like that. I love you. Nothing can change that. But I just want to make sure I'm doing the right thing, you know? That I'm not holding you back. And that I'm not holding myself without some accountability for how I treat myself and others. But most of all, how I want to treat you. I don't think I've been a bad boyfriend or just anything. I think I've been pretty good. But that doesn't mean I've been perfect. And there's plenty of times that my lack of confidence has hurt me. And maybe even hurt you. No, I've gotten a lot better, but it's easy to fall into bad habits, you know? Whether it's self-criticism or even worse. No, I'm not getting back into that. And I don't want you to even think about that. No, honey, it's okay. I know that everything gets way too convoluted, and life is too busy. I know even when it seems boring, it can be overwhelming. But I'm here for you. I'm not just trying to yap at you and tell you how to be or how I'm gonna be. I want you to feel like you have someone to lean on, not just hearing it. Sometimes I might not even be able to believe my words if I didn't back them. Actions always are the way. That's why. Just relax. Mm-hmm. Just like that. See? It's not so bad.
It's okay. You're okay. Just relax. It's gonna be fine. I don't always have the best words, but I... Hey, you can't just say that. I mean, I guess you can, but it's not quite true yet. Not yet. Good enough is not what I'm striving for. Acceptable isn't it. Yeah. I think happiness has a lot to do with that too, you know? A lot of people get unhappy because they focus on some goal, and when they get there, there's nothing left in their eyes. They don't see the next step. They don't see the next thing. I've fallen into that category. Becoming the number one hero isn't just it. There's more to that. And back in the days when I was still going to UA, I always thought that was the end goal, but it was just the beginning. Life goes on, even after you've accomplished something big, and sometimes that can be the worst feeling ever when it's on to the next arc. Not every arc is the best arc, you know. But I'd like to think you can always reach a better one. Just be patient with yourself, okay? I love you. I love you more than anything. I know. I know you love me too. And that makes me so happy. So unbelievably happy that I feel ecstatic. I really haven't been feeling the best lately, but when I'm with you, it all goes away. Don't worry. It's definitely on the path of something good. The toils of today just mean that tomorrow's gonna be that much brighter. Exactly. You get it. And besides, I've never been one to stay and wallow. When I have my face put in the dirt and I fall over, I get up again. You may not see it, but you do that too. You've got a lot more heart than you honestly believe you do. You don't see it, but I do. And I dream of the day that you see it just as much as me. Because that's what I've been striving for this whole time. This entire relationship has been a back and forth between our insecurities and our confidence. And yeah, it's myriad and has so much different facets to it. But I could write a million notebooks full of things that I'm proud of you. And I could write a million more of things I still want to do with you. Life may be short, but it's not so short that you can't make a difference. That you can't make a smile happen to those you truly love and care about. I mean, think of how many times you've made me smile. See? Whenever you're thinking that it can't get much worse, think of the good times. They'll come back faster than you think. Even if things change, our daily reality, especially, it doesn't mean that we can't get to an even greater spot. Life after troubles is still life, filled with good and bad things. But I look forward to the challenge because I'm with you. I know it may be scary some days. Struggling can always be scary. But I love you, and more than just love, I believe in you. I think it's one thing to love someone, and it's another to believe in what they do, in who they are, in their heart of hearts, that they aren't just someone special. that you're one of a kind, Poppy. To me, there isn't another puppy like you. There's only you. There will only ever be you. And I'm sorry if it comes across as me talking your ear off, but... Well, yeah, I just didn't want you to feel like it was lacking, you know? 'Cause you're not. I call you the puppy of my dreams for a reason. And that's not one I take lightly, you know? I mean it. You are more than special. You're what keeps me going. And I know that's a lot of responsibility, but don't take it that way. You really keep me stronger than I think I would be otherwise. You know? Because it's easy to falter and it's easy to give up. But not when I know I can just give you a hug anytime, before or after work or whatever we're doing. That I have you to come home to is the most important thing to me. And I love you. You'll always be that one thing that makes me smile, even if the world around us falls apart. There'd still be a big, bright, shining star that I could see glistening in your eyes. I love you. That'll never change. You're my one and only. And you're not in this alone. You never will be. I swear it. On everything I am, or ever will be, I'm yours. I'm yours.